Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Boom, we are here. It is TM Hyman Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is 9:01 p.m. The general is joining us also, TM himself, Madam CeeLo Boston, and our dude, Save James, up in the DMV. Our topic tonight is going to be Trayvon Martin. Murder or self-defense is definitely a hot topic all over the news. The verdict or the jury should be getting the case here soon in the next few days. So we definitely have to keep our eyes open and our hearts open for the right verdict to come down. On the other side of this, I'm going to be joined by the rest of my crew, and we're going to jump on that topic. But first, a little bit of music to soothe your soul. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Damn, shorty bad, I just watch her twerk that ass, throwing rubber bands of cash. First I hit it, then I pass, I'm trying to get it. If you ask, tip the bitch like a glass, long as mommy got some class, I'ma walk up on that ass. Damn, shorty bad, I just watch her twerk that ass, throwing rubber bands of cash. First I hit it, then I pass, I'm trying to get it. If you ask, tip the bitch like a glass, long as mommy got some class, I'ma walk up on that ass. Damn, shorty bad, and I love the way she pose, how she shake that ass, drop it low and then she touch her toes, hair and nails done all of those, see the camera then she pose, got me looking at her thinking how to get her out some clothes, bottles in the VIP, smoking loud, tree with me, real niggas they be with me, you leave with him, you leave with me, twerk it, come and twerk it, bitch, show me how you work your hip, I know I can work my dick and you right there the perfect fit, way to bring another drink, tell the DJ they let this crank, yeah you bet at what they think, them bitches man, they look insane, and you got them clappers. You fucking with some rappers, I ain't cuffing, so what happens? Only cause that was your actions, but you bad. No asking, and I see that you got class, and in them jeans a big ol' ass. I know you see that I got cash, I can't let you go just past. Got me watching you a break, I'ma get it, G shit, no other options there to make. Yeah, damn, shorty bad, I just watch her twerk that ass, throwing rubber bands of cash. First I hit it, then I pass, I'm trying to get it. If you ask, tip the bitch like a glass, long as mommy got some class, I'ma walk up on that ass. Damn, shorty bad, I just watch her twerk that ass, throwing rubber bands of cash. First I hit it, then I pass, I'm trying to get it. If you ask, tip the bitch like a glass, long as mommy got some class, I'ma walk up on that ass. Okay, I see you on the dance floor, staring at my glance more, this could be my chance, or I'ma just see what I saw. Bouncers looking from the door, niggas looking, move that ass, I'ma tip her like a glass. If you sipping, lose the tag, money gain the crew, I'm bags, all my niggas get the bait. It must be your birthday, cause I see you got the cake. Go ahead, go, don't stop and wait, drop it like you dropping weight, and we gon' get it poppin'. Agent say it ain't a lot to say, so where my bad bitches at? point them out, deal with that. After we get sitting chat, since the way I'm sitting at, come here when them pictures snap. I know you wanna pose too. It's alright, girl, F your man. I know you wasn't supposed to, but you so bad that a nigga had to try. All that staring and just looking ain't too good for your eye. Yeah, you sexy and you fly, so go ahead and make it swing. Baby girl, do your thing. Who I roll with, gang, gang. Damn, shorty bad, I just watch her twerk that ass. Throwing rubber bands of cash. First I hit it, then I pass. I'm trying to get it if you ask. Tip the bitch like a glass. Long as mommy got some class, I'ma walk up on that ass. Damn, shorty bad, I just watch her twerk that ass. Throwing rubber bands of cash. First I hit it, then I pass. I'm trying to get it if you ask. Tip the bitch like a glass. Long as mommy got some class, I'ma walk up on that ass.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:06 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and I am joined now by the General TM Hyman and lovely, lovely Madam CeeLo Boston, Tampa, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina, respectively. How's everybody doing today?
That's that soul soothing music I like. I was bouncing all around the studio.
Yeah. I clearly picked the wrong song. I apologize to the souls that I said I was going to soothe, but
I know
our intro, our mics being thrown off, kind of. Yeah, our mics being
happy hump day. Happy hump day.
I apologize.
Good way to start hump day. It's all good. We here.
Yeah,
thanks for rocking with us.
Yeah,
shorty dad.
Hey, this trial is unbelievable. Folks, tonight we are discussing Trayvon Martin. We're sitting on the edge of our seats waiting for this to come to a complete end, waiting for this verdict to come down. But, you know, we've heard from the expensive lawyers. We've heard from the witnesses. Some of the witnesses were clearly clowns. I think there have been a few people that I'm sure some folks are wishing never had come and sat down. Zimmerman advised the judge he was not going to testify. Do y'all think that's because they think they got it? There's no need for him to testify. Only time
that's how I feel.
Folks, hit us up. We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tonight we're talking about Trayvon Martin. Was this murder or was it self-defense? Madam Boston, what are your thoughts tonight?
I believe that I don't know if you saw the actual when the judge was asking him was he going to testify. It took them a very long time to answer. Matter of fact, when the judge asked Zimmerman was he going to testify, he had the dumbest look on his face. I mean, like, his mouth dropped open. He looked at his lawyer. He didn't know what to say. And so she just kept asking, and the lawyer's like, no. You know, they kept objecting to her asking, you know, was he going to testify. And she's like, no, I want to know. And he doesn't have 45 minutes to tell me whether he's going to testify or not. Because pretty much they were trying to wait till, you know, everything was over before they, you know, stated whether Zimmerman was going to testify or not.
Let's cut straight to the chase, though. Let's cut straight to the chase. This is not a civil case. You know, this is a criminal case.
Right.
This is about a shadow of a doubt. Has a shadow of a doubt been raised? Is there some question that Zimmerman did not use self-defense properly, or is his defense of self-defense, is there a shadow of a doubt that it could be untrue?
Well, okay, so you're telling me that if you are, what was he, the neighborhood watch? Wasn't even really that, but, you know, they tell him not to follow the boy. He followed
That statement was based on nothing more than if there is a shadow of a doubt that this might be a problem. If the defense created a shadow of a doubt, then I think there may be a problem here.
I don't think there's going to be a problem. I think he's going to be found guilty. Because what it comes down to, if he was, you're a grown man. You've been around a lot longer than this young boy. And again, he was following him. I know if I was Trayvon,
absolutely,
I probably would have punched the man in the face. You know what I'm saying? Because why are you following me? And it's dark and
several
rain.
Times. Absolutely.
You know, exactly. So, right. So the thing is that you can, anybody can put themselves outside in the dark walking home from 7-Eleven. You know, if somebody's walking behind you, you don't know who they are.
Would you say that the defense has done a stellar job at defending the case?
No.
No, by no means.
Because that's what this is going to come down to. I hear everything that you're saying. It's relevant. But that's not what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to how have these cases been presented and how have they been perceived by the jury.
Right. But I think the judge is going to have something to say as well. I mean, and then, too, you have to look at the fact these people have been sequestered for, like, 2 weeks and some change. They're ready to go home. You know, it's like you can only drag it out for so long. I mean, the judge denied them doing animation of the defense tried to have an animation done. You know, like to show, it was a cartoon of, you know, what happened that night.
It was a cartoon based on the story of what happened, not on the actual facts and the evidence. So
right.
I think that was a good idea for the judge not to allow that because why, if it's not based on the facts, why even allow it?
Right.
Right, exactly.
I agree with that. Most definitely.
Exactly.
I think it's going to come down to, unfortunately, if not, and I'm hoping, just my personal hope is that he does not get off, it may come to a hung jury.
Ah. I don't know. That'd be so crazy though if he did get off. I don't see that happening though, because you were being trained in MMA, right? Whatever. Like if he was anybody else, or if that, you know, if Trayvon was anybody else, I would imagine. I don't know. When you're trained in karate or any anything, activity that can, you know, potentially kill somebody, that, you know, your hands and stuff are considered dangerous weapons. I don't know why the prosecution didn't, you know, drill that down more. You know, the fact is that, you know, that training is something, MMA training. People get paid to do that stuff, you know, so it's like, you can't negate that either. And then it's like, okay, if you were trained that way, good or not, you still had training. You're telling me you couldn't, the boy was beating you up that bad, you had to shoot him?
Yeah. I'll tell you something that's been interesting to me with this whole thing. It's been the approach by the defense to assassinate this teenager's character.
Yeah.
It's been that's been extraordinary to me that they felt like they had to, you know, bring in the fact that, you know, he smoked marijuana, you know, he didn't have good grades. Okay, that's most American teenagers, and let's just say
absolutely,
that's most teenagers, whether you're American or foreign. And so I thought that was very interesting. What is justice? Will justice be served? This evening, my friends, inside Hump Day Wednesday, we're talking about Trayvon Martin. The question is, murder or self-defense? TM, Hot Chocolate, Madam Cito Boston, St. James is stopping in soon. We'll be right back. 9:14, TM Holland Radio Live.
My life has got to be like this. It's got to keep going on.
I did not feel.
television spots, commercials of sort, asking, you know, just to kind of keep the peace after the verdict is read, no matter what it is. So I think, you know, I think it was a smart move on their part. It's kind of creating a buzz where people are just assuming that the verdict is not going to be in the Martins' favor, and that they think that there's going to be some sort of civil unrest. So, I mean, all of the signs are pointing in that direction. I can't say that they're not, but, you know, I can say that I won't be going to Orlando this weekend.
Let's start the dialogue now, though. What should our next step be, if any step at all? How should we feel about justice and justice being served if George Zimmerman is found not guilty? It would be almost similar to, and I don't even mind saying this, and I've never said this before, not publicly, but I don't even mind saying this because to me it's along the same lines where it was somewhat blatant, even though we had to prove it or it had to be proven. It was almost like the O.J. and the Nicole trial. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was pretty clear, right? I mean, how should we feel? America was torn after that trial right down the middle. How should we feel?
I think it's going to be another situation where they're torn down the middle again because, you know, of course, to us, well, I'm not going to speak for you all, but to me, all of the signs are clear in this case. To me, the wounds that they showed photographs of that George Zimmerman had after the altercation and the whole event took place are not consistent with somebody who's repeatedly getting their head banged on the concrete, not in the grass,
right?
On the concrete with the force that he was describing that this 17-year-old boy was using. Now, I can't dispute the fact that I don't think that there was a tussle going on, because I'm sure there was, and they were probably both fighting for their lives at that point, because I'm sure Trayvon knew that it was going left, because, and I in my heart believe that that was him yelling for help.
Yeah.
Why would George Zimmerman yell for help if he's the big, you know, neighborhood watch guy, you got a gun and all that stuff? Why are you yelling for help? You have your protection right there, as far as I'm concerned.
Why? And the fact that, you know, the way he described, I don't know who watched the trial, but they actually had demonstrations today where they used a soft mannequin to, you know, ask questions. You know, well, what, you know, they said he was, you know, that Trayvon had mounted him and had his, you know, legs up under his arms. But if that was the case, he couldn't see or, you know, reach the gun either way. So, you know,
right.
There are a lot of things that, like, you know, everybody could say, you know, if or coulda, shoulda, woulda, but, you know, Trayvon isn't here. That's a fact. George did it. That's a fact. But it's like,
it is.
You know, it's just the fact they're trying to prove whether it's self-defense, like we were talking about, whether it's self-defense or not, but it's like, when did it turn into self-defense for George Zimmerman when he was the initiator? At what point did it turn into self-defense? Because
I got a thought.
And then you hit me back, even though I started it, you could still get in trouble for hitting me back.
I got a thought.
What?
What if George Zimmerman stays this whole thing so he can do what he did?
What do you mean?
Allowed himself to get beat so he could use that as a reason.
Your ground law. That's a theory, and he tried to make it out as if he did not know
he was the victim
about that law when in fact he did know about that law, and he took a class on it, and he got an A in the class.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Because it wasn't it like reports or something before this whole situation came to a head that, you know, he kept saying like he's tired of seeing these people walking through here. Something to that effect. Like he was tired of seeing,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
tired of
getting away with all of this. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know, B. You know what I mean? I conspiracy theorist number one over here.
Yes, you do. It sounds like you know to me. And we're going to keep this conversation going. Say James, Madam Cito Boston, the very hot chocolate, that dude TM. Tonight's topic, Trayvon Martin, murder or self-defense? Hey, you just asked a good question. When did it become self-defense? At what phase in that episode? We'll be right back. Keep the conversation going. TM, I'm ready to lie.
Hey. Cold world. For real.
Look at me, pathetic nigga. This chain that I bought. You mix greed, pain, and fame. This is heinous result. Let these words be the colors I'm just painting my heart. I'm knee deep in the game and it ain't what I thought. Got the Range Rover, my girl got the Mercedes. Iced out crazy, I wanna shine like baby. Compared to that nigga, I ain't even got a pip yet. Truth be told, I ain't even bought a crib yet. This is everything they told a nigga not to do. Image is everything I see, it got a lot to do with the way people perceive and what they believe. Money short, so this jewelry is like a weed meant to deceive. And hear niggas say, I see you. Now bitches wanna fuck you, and niggas wanna be you. And police wanna stop you, frisk you, wonder what he do. If a hater snatch a chain, I bet it still won't free you. Cause I'll be right back grinding till I cop another. I sit and think about all the shit I could've cop my mother. My partner say, that's just a game, my nigga. Swear I heard my jeweler say, here go your chain, my nigga. This is chaining day.
Chaining
day. My chain of day. My last piece, I swear. My guilt heavy as this piece I wear. They even iced out Jesus' head. My last piece, I swear. They even iced out Jesus' head. Ice on this white Jesus seem a little unholy. The real strange thing about this iced out Roly. Same shit a broke black nigga get gas at. Same shit a rich white motherfucker laugh at. Well, laugh on, white man, I ain't paid as you. But I bet your rims ain't the same age as you. And I ain't got no investment portfolio. But my black and white diamonds shining like an Oreo. I know back home a nigga sick today. He rock a chain and he always got some shit to say. Even back when I was broke, I knew this shit was fake. He probably sneezed too hard and this shit could break. But hey, you know the saying, fake it till you make it. Me, I did the opposite, made it, then I faked it. And acted like I gave a fuck. Money I was saving up to buy a crib that's gated to that 100 racks, I gave it up. For what?
I need you to love me.
Chain of day.
Love me.
My chain of day.
I need you to love
my chain of day.
Love
my last piece, I swear. My guilt heavy as this piece I wear.
Love
they even iced
love
out Jesus' head. My last piece, I swear.
You could do it too. Let me tell you a story of my situation.
My
man, like villains.
Let me tell you a story of my.
See your Bible in your head.
Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's about 6:35 out in San Diego somewhere. Shout out to Skyline Piru.
No doubt.
That song right there sound like an old school West Coast joint, you know, until I figured out it was Pharrell. You can do it.
So that's
too.
Right.
That joint I had to rock
that whole one just because there was a nice message to that. So, you know, that's why I let it.
Nah, I mean, I wasn't, you know, I got to listen to the message the second time around, but the third time it caught my ear. So that's a good thing, though. Good thing. But anyway, it's 9:35 out here in the DMV. Anyway, we're here. Back.
Somebody frying chicken in the studio?
Nah, that's a call to heating back this.
Can I get a two-piece and a biscuit,
that
please?
That is not me.
She ironing clothes back there.
Fried extra crispy. I want dark meat, son.
I'm going to need you to stop lying out loud on Wednesday because I don't even iron. All right, so.
She ironing clothes back there. The team of growth.
I don't even know how to iron. All right, I don't
need to. You don't iron on Wednesdays. Wow.
I don't iron at all. How about that? No, not at all. All
right, well, we're going to continue
anyway.
On with the topic of conversation tonight, which
you
is
call
her, Trayvon
right?
Martin.
Yes,
Trayvon Martin, is it murder or self-defense? And if you want to weigh in, you can get at us at 917-889-3926. Once again, 917-889-3926. But right now, we're going to call her on the line.
Yeah.
We got a caller on the line. Area code is...
You're not eating.
Area code 252. Last four digits are 2022. Welcome to TM Hyman Live Radio. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Stella.
Hello.
Yeah.
Are you there? Yes.
For me?
Yeah, you want to weigh in TM Hyman Radio Live.
I didn't even push one to come into the queue. Y'all caught me off guard. I was talking to so much.
Oh, sorry. Well, you're with us now. Would you like to weigh in?
Well, yeah, you know, now that I'm here, how y'all doing tonight? This is James calling out of Virginia Beach. You know, y'all also call me Ferb. Yeah.
You try to slide in with an incognito name.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you know me, you know me.
All right.
Now, yeah, the Trayvon Martin scenario, the Zimmerman thing, I mean, yeah, it's all blown out of proportion, I think, as far as we're missing the bottom line is he used lethal force where it wasn't necessary. So, no, it wasn't self-defense. He was just getting his tail whipped, and he couldn't take a butt kicking. You know, he just pulled out and shot the man. You know, and if I do something like that, you know, I'm sure if I did that to a white man, I'd be locked up under the jail. They'd have executed me already. We wouldn't have had all of this talk about it and everything. You know?
Yes, sir. You in Virginia, too? Gracie, you've been on the side of 58.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, so far, I haven't heard a clear explanation or a real clear understanding as to how it really escalated to the point that he had to kill him. Or that he really needed to shoot him. You know, it was like situationally, they say after the so-called phone call or whatever, somehow Trayvon started getting the upper hand on him, but Trayvon's voice in the call didn't sound like he was in a position where he was banging the man's head up against the ground or anything like that at that time.
Wow.
You know, it seemed like the man still had an opportunity then to fall back and to make a decision to just not engage the situation. But he chose to go ahead and further pursue Trayvon for whatever reason. And once it got into a physical altercation, it sounds like the young man was getting the better of him in the situation. Now, that's not, I mean, if we get into a fight or if somebody puts their hands on me and I defend myself, how is it self-defense for you to shoot me?
Based on the information that you've seen thus far in the trial, if you were a juror, based on what has been explained, not based on what you've seen or how you feel, based on the evidence, is Zimmerman innocent or guilty?
He's guilty of second-degree murder. He's not guilty of.
They gonna say self-defense, or they gonna wait? They gonna sit on that though? Promise you.
Yeah, he's not. Guilty of like premeditated murder, you know, or you know any of those other type of more hardcore charges. But you know, situationally, he took that man's life. He used excessive force in that situation, and he should be denied some liberties for that. You know, for some double digits. You know. I say I give him at least 15 to 20 years in jail over what he did.
Doesn't the crime carry up to 25 for second degree?
What? Second degree? Oh my God!
Yeah, second degree at least. I mean, he seems like now he's remorseful. You know, and I know that's why he wanted. He looked like he was considering when they asked him earlier today, would he consider giving testimony himself or getting on the stand himself, and he was, like, under advisement of his counsel. He was like, no. But he was thinking about it. Like, he really wants to get up there and say, I'm not guilty. You know, he wants to plead his little case for real. He wants people to understand that he wasn't just a monster or anything like that, which that's cool, but you still need to do, like we say, at least 15, 20 years in jail, you know, just to get all that out your system, you know.
Hey, the reason I don't think he even won't get any kind of 15, 20 years because you get think about this. I know it's a totally another situation and another kind of magnitude, but Dante Stallworth ran a man, killed a man in Florida with his car. The same summer that Mike Vick got convicted for the dog fighting.
Okay.
He did 30 days in jail.
What?
Mike Vick did 2 years. You know what I'm saying? He called like involuntary manslaughter. You know what I mean? And that these are things that they can sit on out there. You know, and I don't know, man. You know, I'd rather not.
That's not the same as involuntary manslaughter.
That's what they pleaded. I'm saying that's what they pleaded. That's what ended up saying.
Yeah,
even though we know what the end result was. Somebody's life was lost, regardless.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so it's all interpretation. It's all how you interpret it.
And definitely, we know the whole Mike Vick scenario. That was just to make sure that we understand no matter how much money you make, you're still black. You're going to do what we tell
Absolutely.
You to do. You don't go and make your own rules or whatever because,
hey.
I mean, seriously, like we know Filipinos here in this country, they, you know, if they want to, they can cook a dog up and eat it. You know what I mean?
Right, behind
you know
the firm.
This is real talk. Real talk, real people. I mean, real times. I mean, at the end of the day. I mean, because, I mean, Ferb raises an interesting point. I mean, right here in Florida, I mean, a young man in Clearwater just 2 weeks ago, I mean, he was arrested because he literally cut his dog up and was cooking the ribs of the dog on the stove. He said he was hungry. He said he was hungry.
Oh.
They arrested him for animal cruelty.
Well, see, that's dead wrong.
It comes down to this. You said denied some liberties. I mean, I know we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, in which the republic in which we stand, one nation, not really. They took prayer out of the school, under God.
Clearly.
Right? You know, liberty and justice for all. I mean, we've never
That's
really had true liberties, and there's definitely not justice for all. There's definitely
Amen.
Not justice for all. And so, I mean, I think we raised a good point. Although the comments expressed by each individual is their own comment, not necessarily the thoughts of TM Hop Radio Live.
TM Hop Radio Live, absolutely. So to disclaim that.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do respect, you know, where you're coming from. Folks, if you've just joined the conversation, you're going to have to go all the way back and listen to the podcast. Trayvon Martin is our discussion tonight. Murder or self-defense? We'll keep it going. We'll be right back. I'm on the radio live. It's not for tour.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like.
Yo.
Yo. My men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. About a thing,
Feel real good when you hear the
and make two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, then you probably can't. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass. Thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a 10, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to men. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Poppy Yang.
Like you got yeah.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of the basement, the pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child from court late. Money taking heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the demon, stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? Within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Real talk, real time, real people, T.M. Hyman Live Radio. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is T.M. Hyman. He is also Save James, and she is Madam CeeLo Boston. It is 9:48 p.m., and I think we do have another caller on the line. But you know what? They haven't pressed one yet, so I'm not even going to do that to them and bring them into the conversation all willy-nilly.
Don't do it, don't do it.
I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna do it.
Yo, but I had a thought real quick. Like I had a quick aha moment. Now
aha.
Remember, huh?
Aha.
Okay, wait. Before you
aha.
go with
okay,
aha.
Okay, yeah. You trying to figure out what the aha is? Okay, check it. Now remember your situation that you had in Hooters, right? Right, T. We told what dude said to you. Go ahead and strike and suck him off the floor with you.
Yep.
All right. Remember my theory that I was saying that you think that he staged this so he could shoot him. Think about it. He was allowed to. He allowed dude to beat him up, so he could do it. Just so he tried to probably. So he. What was the statue of law that's out there where there's something like
stand your ground.
Change the ground situation, right?
Yeah, stand your ground. Yeah, in Florida, it's stand your ground.
That's what I'm saying. So the manager probably knew that too. So he probably want to try to get you to do something because he probably had something physically he really wanted to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. He pretty much told me, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
Hit me. Yeah, right.
It was taunting.
I said it was taunting for the most part, trying to taunt.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to weigh in on our subject tonight, Trayvon Martin, murder or self-defense, hit us up, 917-889-3926. We have a caller on the line, area code 202, last four digits 7004. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
What up? Hey, this is Coop calling from D.C. What's up, TM Hyman family?
What up, Cooper?
What up, Coop?
Coop, where my cigar, homie? What's good?
Hey, nothing much, man. What's going on with y'all? So, Tim, what are y'all talking about? Trayvon Martin. What happened with Trayvon?
What is DC saying about this trial, brother?
What most people are looking at it is, I'll admit, Zimmerman's lawyers are damn good, and they've done a good job. And I can't hate on them for that because they have a job. They have a job to do, and so I respect them for going out and doing their job to the utmost. So I think everyone deserves a proper defense. Whether you agree with the person, whether you like the person, whether they're a rapist, whether they're a murderer, whether they're a terrorist, everyone deserves a proper defense. What is justice, Coop?
What is justice, and is justice being served? Will justice be served?
I'm on the border. Personally, I believe it was manslaughter. But to be honest, I think they tried, but I think they let so much slip. The prosecutors,
when they come to the police officer,
they're testifying. They're supposed to already have known what he's going to say. That's your police officer. I mean, you have to share evidence in this criminal case. You have to share evidence with the defense. But you're supposed to know what he's going to say. You don't let him get up there and the defense ask him the question and drag out stuff that helps them. You set up and have to come out your way.
Was that inexperience or was that intentional sloppiness?
I can't say it's inexperience. Them guys are not any whippersnappers. Those guys are
they're not.
So they're not like you got a fresh kid out of law school. I mean, I work with lawyers every day. So no, those guys weren't in websites. I mean, they might not have been the best, and they weren't even just regular prosecutors. They were special counsel. They got special counsel to help handle this case. So, I mean, it was manslaughter because we all know for one thing for sure: if Zimmerman does not get out of that car, Trayvon Martin does not die that night.
Would still be alive today. Well, he might die another way, but it wouldn't be by George Zimmerman killing him. That's true.
No.
Right.
No.
Cool, but yeah. if Zimmerman is found not guilty, should we let it go? What will happen if he's found not guilty?
If Zimmerman is found not guilty, one thing we shouldn't do, we shouldn't ride. It's a lot of right wing conservative nutbags that really want a riot to happen. They want him to be found not guilty. They want there to be a riot, the L.A. style Rodney King riot to happen. We don't need to give that to them. What we need to do is we need to get out there and get active, and it all comes down to politics. You get involved. It's going to be another election coming up in 2014, a midterm election, and usually Democrats. That's why Republicans are able to keep the power that they do have, because we don't come out in midterms. We come out in presidentials. And right now, they're having a hard time winning those presidentials. If we lock them down in the midterm, we stop stuff like what happened to Trayvon Martin, because we can change the stand your ground law. We can change a lot of that stuff. We can change how prosecutors handle cases. But we have to be active. Everybody's always talking about, oh, the politicians, they didn't do nothing for me, they didn't do this. I came out and I voted for Obama this time and didn't go this way. No, you got to do it over and over and over and over and over. You got to get out there and vote so you can have a Hillary Clinton in office in 2016 so that we can change the Supreme Court from a major corporation, right-wing leaning Supreme Court to a more liberal person Supreme Court.
So, I
was just going to ask, do you think Do you think that there's going to be a push to change the Stand Your Ground law now just based on the publicity that this trial has gotten and the possibility of, you know, there being some type of, you know, uprising, upheaval, riots if he is found guilty or not guilty?
I think there already is a push starting for it. I think that it won't be enough just based off of this because I think people need to, like I said, they need to come out. But I think because, like, what was it? I don't know if you all mentioned it, but it was a lady in Florida that I think her husband was attacking her or something like that, and she fired her gun in the air just to scare him. And she invoked the Stand Your Ground law, and the judge said no, and she's in jail 20 years.
Right, right.
She
a black lady.
Kill him.
Yeah.
She didn't even kill her husband. She just tried to scare him.
Right.
My thing is, if he brought a gun to a fist fight, so it's like, how do you justify self-defense when you brought a gun to a fist fight?
I made that point earlier.
No justification.
That's what I'm saying. He set it up. That's why I'm saying that. That's why I'm saying he set it up.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now I get what you're saying, Sage. Okay.
Now you see what I'm saying? Because he knew the law could work in his favor if he had good enough attorneys that could spin it right.
Right, right. Because,
he ain't that.
I mean,
he crazy, but he ain't stupid.
Right.
No, that comes down to good money and a good lawyer. That's absolutely true.
No, that's definitely prime in this whole situation.
What we can't forget is George Zimmerman and his family set up a fund in which major corporations donated to this fund. I mean, you have products in your house. You buy products like the toilet paper that you use, the napkins that you use. These companies, they actually gave George Zimmerman a lot of money to be able to fight his defense. What does that say about those companies and what they feel about the situation? Come on, folks.
We do this
to open your eyes. We do this not to waste our time or to come together, just to socialize amongst ourselves. This is a real platform. We're talking about some real stuff. Join us back Friday, 9 p.m., right here with the same crew. Yep.
Yes.
Well, yes, and we're going to recap the week in news and entertainment. Give you a little bit of information about Lauryn Hill, where she is right now, what she's doing, what she won't be doing here for a while. I would personally like to talk about some of the NBA trades that have been happening that are just devastating me in the hopes of my team ever having a championship again, but I digress and I'll save it for Friday.
Y'all heard that Magna Carta joint yet?
Yes.
How y'all feel about it?
Hey, I'm liking it. I'm liking it. Watching the different interviews. I got it on. I had it since the 4th.
I wasn't that in tune.
We can definitely chop it up on Friday, too.
Yeah, it's okay. The jury's still out on it. I don't know.
Yes. This may be a hung jury on this one, even in the fact that Hove admitted himself that this is not his best work. So that was.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy to tell. That's easy to say in this one.
Yeah, but he called it the number 4. He called it on the day of the Breakfast Club. He called it the number 4.
He definitely did. Definitely.
Number 4, that's...
Hey, but I believe that statement. I'll back that statement up by saying that when you look at the business portfolio on this project, it might not have been the best work skills-wise,
but I can guarantee it's going to be
the best work revenue-wise because guess what? The album went platinum in what? One day.
Okay, yeah.
Keep making that paper.
Okay, I just want to say this one thing, and I know we're going to get into it more Friday, but the thing is that he opened up doors that were not open before because at one point, you know, they weren't counting artists' digital downloads and so forth, you know, towards the RIAA certificate. So now...
Correct. Which
you know,
is sound scan, people. Which is sound scan.
He knocked that door down. So, you know, you're absolutely right. It may not, you know, that's why I always say it may not always look good on the outside, but it could be some good things going on the inside. So,
thank you all very much. Ladies, take a phone.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Friday. Love y'all.
Fabe.
I'm not a lady.
You can still say your outro.
Okay, push-ups and shots, my motto for this week.
You know what?
Real people, real talk, real time. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is TM Hyman. She is Madam CeeLo Boston. He is always Save James. Thank you to Ferb and the crew for joining
me
tonight. Have a good night.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Radio Show. TM Hyman Live.